This is Northwest News from KPLU. Several hundred facilities in Washington handle medical and pharmaceutical waste. It's a process that can easily go wrong. And as KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains, one enforcement action this week is sparking a fresh look at the rules surrounding the industry.
The State Department of Ecology has fined Stericycle $72,000 for repeated violations of federal waste regulations. Kay Seiler with the department says spot checks found the company's facility in Morton was sterilizing solid materials. That took care of the germs in its infectious waste, but there were also residuals from pharmaceuticals. Seiler says it turned out the hospital that sent the materials to Stericycle had improperly mixed the two kinds of waste.
And this is not a facility that's permitted to take hazardous waste. It is permitted to take those infectious wastes themselves.
Sterilization neutralizes the bodily fluids, but not the hazardous chemicals. Seiler says it's a case that's leading to a more streamlined system of communication and enforcement.
Pharmaceuticals is something that's fairly ubiquitous. You know, hospitals, veterinary clinics, multi-care facilities, etc. And so we're concerned about making sure that, you know, things that are regulated as hazardous gets to the right disposal area.
She says a new law passed the state legislature to ensure that the companies handling pharmaceutical waste know how and are able to dispose of it correctly. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.